Oh dear, come fly with me, let's fly up to the satosphere.
Look out, the satyr's back.
Ladies and gentlemen, a word from our captain.
Let's see, there's Big Fatty, there's Archer, there's Matt Burlingame.
Captain Scott, it's Father's Day, not Daddy's Day.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please unfasten your safety belts and release your chairs from their uptight position. You're about to take a trip to the Satyrsphere.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4791 of the BFO for Fawait. The Juneteenth of... The 19th of June, 2026, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
Show.
Big Fatty, you already fucked it up. I'm leaving.
Bye-bye.
Celebrators, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you have all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're celebrators today because y'all, this weekend, there's so much to celebrate today in the US of A. Y'all, it is Juneteenth. That's the newest national holiday observed here in the US of A. And then on Sunday, y'all, it's Father's Day, and y'all, I'll make the invitation to any of you who may not have a good relationship with your father, or perhaps they've gone to glory, kind of like the orange hat, y'all. If you need to say Happy Father's Day to someone, we'll be more than happy to be your surrogate father, Big Fatty surrogate father. Okay, and y'all, but the biggest celebration is also on Sunday, y'all. It is the summer solstice, and actually the celebration doesn't really start until Monday, because the summer solstice is the day when in the northern hemisphere we have the most daylight. Y'all, starting on Monday, the days start getting shorter. Now, y'all, I'm just going to tell you something. It's terrible. It is absolutely terrible how late sunset is. And, you know, there's sunset, and then there's twilight, and then there's public dusk or something. I don't know. There's some kind of another one in there, but y'all, it was after 9 o'clock here in Fat Acres before the sundown to sunrise automatic electric eye things came on. It was after 9 o'clock. Yo, that's just crazy. It's just crazy. Yes, we ready. And you know, I think that there's probably other things to celebrate. Oh, like what?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all,
this weekend we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all have met both of these fine folks in Los Wages, and I believe they were both in Nolens as well. Y'all, the first is Tamari on the 20th, and y'all, stop the music! Stop the music! Y'all, the celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday requires Big Fatty's vocal skills. Oh, Big Fatty, please! What have we done to deserve this, y'all? He oftentimes sings the happy birthday song to us. So y'all, Big Fatty, in his best imitation, imitation is the finest form of fattery. Oh yes, Big Fatty, and y'all. So here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Gary Bearden. Happy birthday to you. Big Fatty, I think I need a Baptist beer. You know, that's a Dr. Pepper.
Big Fatty,
you know how to murder an institutional song. I do. So anyway, and y'all, then on Sunday, he is out there, and I don't know. I think he's in the Mile High City with his husband and Aussie Martinez. And y'all, just as nice a person as you'll ever want to meet. Well, that goes for Gary as well. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than that Jay in Colorado.
Big Fatty, we love Gary Bearden and Jay in Colorado.
We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Gary or Jay on the social medias, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, it's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all got an e-letter. I think it was a post over there at the BFO. Y'all, it's from that Dr. Stone. And Dr. Stone wrote in to say, y'all, he's commenting on the young man that was axing me about my attic and all that kind of stuff. And Dr. Stone says, it sounds like you have a Dennis the Menace in your neighborhood, and you're Mr. Wilson. If this were so do question month, Big Fatty, so do, it would be a great so question. Well, I didn't know we had a so do question month, but anyway, y'all, I'm not going to play the Axe Big Fatty song because I got other music I want to play, but he says, who was your favorite Mr. Wilson? Was it Joseph Kearns or Gail Godden? Now, y'all, I did not remember that there were two Mr. Wilsons. You know, I know Gail Godden as Mr. Mooney on The Lucy Show, but Joseph Kearns is Mr. Wilson in my book, and y'all, that was the theme music from the original Dennis the Menace, and y'all, here it is from the Gail Godden version. that version is obviously a little more manic, but y'all, when Dr. Stone mentioned it, it did come back to me that that Gail Godden had been Mr. Wilson, but yeah, the original, you know, it's hard to beat the original. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Plus, Mr. Mooney had plenty of other things to be famous for. It's true.
Plays the 1982 World's Fair Happy Meal. Y'all, it's one of my, it truly is one of my favorite little bumpers that I have. And let's see, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, seems like the Nip stopped by. Y'all, he had, you know, he was having some a procedure where it wasn't a colonoscopy, but he couldn't have anything except clear liquids. So he had some leftover chicken stock and some lime jello that he says, would you like to have this? If not, I'm going to throw it away. I said, yes. So y'all, he stopped by and we visited for a little bit and I had a little cup of the lime jello. Y'all, it's so good. So good. Big Fatty, the old people love soup and lime jello. It's true. And crackers. Don't forget the crackers. Anyway, so he stopped by and then he went and had supper. He went and had supper with our friends that we usually, coal mine friends that we usually have Thanksgiving and crema supper with or dinner with. And it was just supposed to be the three of them, so I didn't go. But anyway, he said that it was an interesting evening, and his mouth got him in trouble a little bit, but that's all right, you know. Well, yes, Big Fatty, that's normal for the Nip. It's true. Y'all, I had a quiet evening here in the villa. Y'all, of course, I turned on the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. Then after that, y'all are turning on the sports ball. Atlanta Braves got the asses beat again, 7-5 by the Goliaths of San Francisco. Yes, Big Fatty. And so we'll see if they can keep the Giants from sweeping the series Thursday evening. But you know, y'all, I didn't sleep like a baby, but I slept well. Woke up back in the 5 o'clock hour again, and but y'all, I had gotten almost 8 hours of sleep, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, Wednesday afternoon, I laid down after the Nip left. I laid down for just a few minutes. And y'all, I was out like a light, so I had a very good nap, so that may explain part of why I woke up when I did. But I got up on Thursday morning, y'all. I had my coffee, read the paper. My breakfast was one of those blueberry fritters that limited time offer. At the Vons East, and did my puzzles, and y'all, then I started my nipple walking inside while the Miss Gail King show was on. She's on holiday, evidently, or assignment sometimes, But y'all, that Elizabeth Hasselback was not on the little show today. So that was good. And so I watched that as I was nipple walking. And anyway, I walked about 3 miles before I left to go to senior size class. Went to senior size class. Y'all, it was so nice. So nice. To be around those folks. They're just good people. And y'all, there's one lady in there that when she starts laughing, first of all, she's not quiet, but when she starts laughing, everybody knows that she's laughing at something. Y'all, it just tickles me. It just tickles me, and I just start laughing along. Y'all, at the end of each class, we do a little line dancing. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the Big Fatty Shuffle. And, well, that's usually when I'm running to the toilet. But anyway, I was laughing at her, and I got mixed up on my steps. But anyway, y'all came back here to the villa. Y'all had, what did I have? I had some boiled peanuts and some cheese and a little bit of popcorn, that popcorn that I had gotten. Y'all, you know, sometimes when you buy store-bought popcorn, it kind of has that, it just tastes greasy. It's not good. It's not like oily, buttery, salty. It's just greasy. Well, y'all, this, since it's popped there in the stove, it's not greasy. It's delicious. It's what it is. And y'all watched The Price is Right. And then I was working on Ruination, the early years. And y'all, then it became, y'all, the thunder was going off and everything. And the sports ball has been postponed tonight. Evidently, part of that tropical storm Amarens has brought the rain. And y'all, we're supposed to get the rain overnight Thursday. Thursday night into Friday morning. Then here I am sitting down to record the little show. And y'all, I've got a couple other things here on my list, but I don't think I've got time. Well, I don't know. I've probably got time for this. Y'all, Miss Bacon sent me a gas report. You know, she gets the high test. $4.98 a gallon. And y'all, when I was at the Sam's Club, it was $3.39 for the regular. And y'all, that's been my day. Oh, yeah, I guess y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely last weekend of spring, or last weekend of fall if you're down there in the future. The Haunt Cub sent me a video of different people doing different exercises and all, and they start tooting. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like you all the time. Y'all, do you remember the Fig Newton commercials where catchphrase is darn tootin'. I like Fig Newtons. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of tootin', Mr. Cackle said he was shitting like a goose. Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was the Steve Matata. Anything you want to say to us today?
I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.